This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hospitals are feeling the long-term impact of the coronavirus pandemic as it nears the two-year mark. CPR's John Daly reports one sign of the crunch is delays in getting care.
COVID-19 hospitalizations remain high, and half of hospitals report anticipating staffing shortages in the next week. Some patients describe more than ordinary challenges in getting care. Retiree Diane Cullen from Broomfield says she recently had a hernia surgery postponed for weeks. Her doctor told her the hospital was too busy dealing with coronavirus patients.
Absolutely. I mean, he flat out told me we can't even do it because of too many COVID patients.
Despite that, the state's hospital association urges people to seek care when they need it, especially in urgent situations. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Snow is finally arriving to Colorado's high country, and that means more traffic this weekend, especially along I-70. CDOT's Tamara Rollinson says it's time to get serious about driving safely.
We're urging motorists to be extra careful. Winter is coming. Winter is here. They need to have the appropriate tires for the weather, and they need to be prepared.
And if you don't want to drive, CDOT is restarting bus service to four ski mountains this weekend. Heavy snow expected in the high country tonight. Snow is likely for Fort Collins tonight, and there is a chance of snow tonight for Denver and Grand Junction. 41 in Grand Junction with rain. This is CPR News.